A committee of the State Board of Higher Education has given its okay to a plan by UND for an $80 million deferred maintenance project. Under that proposal, the project would be funded by the North Dakota Bonding Authority bonds. In turn, UND would pay back those bonds as part of its ongoing expenses. UND Associate Vice President for Facilities Mike Pieper told the board's Budget and Finance Committee the project would be in the university's core area, including the quad. Pieper also said this would help repurpose some buildings such as Twomley Hall, which now houses UND administration. He said Twomley would become an academic building, and the process to convert it has already begun.
The research has been recently relocated to the Tech Accelerator, marketing over to Skaliki. So that building is slowly being emptied in preparation for this conversion to more of an academic building.
Pieper also said the plan is to eventually tear down Gamble Hall. Committee Chairman Nick Hacker commended UND for bringing forward this idea.
If we don't do something, the project continues to get worse. The dollar amount will continue to go up.
The plan is to amend the current funding bill now pending in the legislature to allow UND to work with the building authority. The proposal must still be approved by the full Board of Higher Education. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.